Whoop, whoop. Yo, this is M1 from Dead Prez.
Hey, what's up? This is Boots from The Coup.
Nah, I mean, telling you to stay tuned to Hard Knock Radio.
Keep it locked.
What's up? This is Quapalette, and you're listening to Hard Knock Radio, news, views, and hip-hop.
Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you, bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, news, views, and hip-hop.
I'm Eddie Zane.
And I'm Helen Zia.
And we're on Hard Knock Radio.
What's up, folks? This is your girl, Femi, representing the whole Bay Area. I'm here on Hard Knock Radio, news, views, and hip-hop. Stay tuned.
Turn that beat up.
Yeah. Hey. I was born in Louisiana. Pops was a minister. Six brothers and sisters. Show on Benjamin. Moved out to Oakland, but my life still sinister. 14, pistol possession and vandalism. I graduated high school, still couldn't read, though. Teachers wasn't nothing but a bump to my speed, though. I'm self-taught. Went to college and a law school. Studying the system and steady feeding me dog food. Every other week, cops crack a head open and make you want to load the lead and leave a pig smoking. Politicians talking, but they be sugarcoating. I know the penal codes. Let's put this thing in motion. So you can carry loaded weapons if they ain't concealed. It started out, couple homies, me and Bobby Seale. Until they witnessed the Panthers and knew that we was real. Real. We ain't the only ones, tired of ones getting killed. Ride through the streets, and we mob deep, deep. See a cop jack a brother make his heart beat. We hop out, guns out like an army. And this was the birth of the Black Panther Party. We tell the brother chill, if brother don't resist. Give him your name and ask him if you under arrest. And if you are, we'll follow you and bail you out. The next day, everybody had us in their mouth. Walk like a talk, like a stalk, like a panther. Ride like a glide, like a fight, like a panther. Do the wrong man when I dance like a panther. Ain't much scared to a revolutionary. Cause I walk like a talk, like a stalk, like a panther. Ride like a glide, like a fight, like a panther. Do the wrong man when I dance like a panther. Ain't much scared to a revolutionary. I'm a panther.
In America, black people are treated very much as the Vietnamese people or any other colonized people, because we're used, we're brutalized. The police in our community occupy our area, our community, as a foreign troop occupies territory. And the police are there not to, in our community, not to promote our welfare or for our security and our safety, but they're there to contain us, to brutalize us and murder us, because they have their orders to do so. And just as the soldiers in Vietnam have their orders to destroy the Vietnamese people, the police in our community couldn't possibly be there to protect our property, because we own no property. They couldn't possibly be there to see that we receive the due process of law, for the simple reason that the police themselves deny us the due process of law. And so it's very apparent that the police are only in our community not for our security, but the security of the business owners in the community, and also to see that the status quo is kept intact. When we first started, we had a police alert patrol, and we would patrol the community. If we saw the police brutalize anyone, we'd put an end to this. Usually, the police wouldn't brutalize anyone if we were on hand, because we were armed, and if the police arrested the individual, we'd follow him to the jail and bail the individual out, whether he was a Panther or not. And we would gain many recruits like this, so therefore the community started to say that, well, these people are really concerned about our welfare. We feel that the white students should relate and pay more attention to the colonized situation here of the blacks first, because after all, this is home. And they should. This is not to say that they shouldn't denounce America's treacherous actions abroad. I think they can be done at the same time. But it's just a matter of placing emphasis upon the criminal activities of America here in the homeland.
We had to kick off the show with a little interview excerpt from Huey P. Newton, co-founder of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Today, February 17th, he was born 1942 in Monroe, Louisiana. And we wanted to start off the show just giving you just a little taste of who Huey was, because he was victim to one of the greatest scandals this country has ever concocted. We're talking about COINTELPRO, That's right. This was the counterinsurgency program founded by J. Edgar Hoover, designed to upend many progressive slash militant organizations that were trying to bring about justice in their respective communities. We're going to play you a clip from the movie COINTELPRO 101 that outlines how some of this took place, starting with the Puerto Rican National Liberation Movement. We're also talking about AIM. We're talking about students on college campuses that were involved with the anti-war movement. And of course, the Black Panthers, who we think received the brunt of the COINTELPRO efforts and found their organization destroyed. And in many cases, people are still in jail and many are being still persecuted. So let's kick it off with clip one. This talks about the Puerto Rican National Liberation Movement. COINTELPRO 101 is the name of the film, brought to you by the Freedom Archives right here on Hard Knock Radio.
Back in the 1950s and the 1960s and the 1970s, the United States government had programs, some involving simple surveillance, some involving ways of getting information, some involving plots, now basically to frame people for crimes, and some involving outright murder.
It was sacred at the time because it was, by and large, illegal.
Really what COINTELPRO is, you know, a militarization of criminal justice.
It was a code word that was used by the FBI, actual war against the entire left movement.
To eliminate, intimidate, incarcerate, and terrorize a people.
It was a covert war strategy, and it was done because the government thought there was a war going on.
Everybody's locked up. That you can jail a revolutionary, but you can't jail a revolution.
In the 1950s, the U.S. government launched attacks against mass movements for social justice. This program was called COINTELPRO. It was spearheaded by J. Edgar Hoover's FBI with the support of military and police agencies nationwide. The goal of COINTELPRO, without pretense of legality, was to destroy leaders and organizations, to sow division and distrust. Of course, repression against peoples of color, poor and working people, and progressive organizations in the U.S. goes back hundreds of years, beginning with genocide against Native Americans and African slavery, as well as a war of conquest against Mexico and the colonization of Puerto Rico. Earlier in the 20th century, anarchists and socialists were imprisoned and deported. Later, there was intense repression and infiltration against the Communist Party and progressive trade unions. As the civil rights movement brought millions of people into new social consciousness, COINTELPRO unleashed wider and more murderous onslaughts against the growing unity of movements for social change.
You were carrying out what you thought was official governmental policy, were you not?
Yes, sir.
And you thought you were doing what the President of the United States wanted you to do.
Despite congressional investigations, many of COINTELPRO's crimes are not fully known. Activists who experienced it firsthand hold important lessons for the present and future.
COINTELPRO was most active at a time when peoples around the world were fighting against U.S. imperialism. You had the war in Vietnam. You had countries in Africa struggling against colonialism and demanding independence in Latin America as well. And then you also had within the borders of this country, people of color also struggling against white supremacy and for empowerment in their own communities.
COINTELPRO's attacks on left-wing organizations and against the civil rights and black liberation movements have received some attention, but it's less well known that one of COINTELPRO's first targets was the movement for Puerto Rican independence. In 1897, Puerto Rico was granted autonomy by the Spanish Empire, only to be invaded by the United States in 1898. Since then, Puerto Ricans have struggled against U.S. colonialism, led by activists like Pedro Albizu Campos. By the mid-1950s, as movements for independence surged around the world, the Puerto Rican National Liberation Movement had reached a new and impressive strength. In 1950, the Nationalist Party attempted to assassinate President Harry Truman, and in 1954, four nationalists attacked the U.S. Congress.
One of the first documents that the FBI issued, that J. Edgar Hoover issues, that constitutes what could be called a COINTELPRO document, was really issued against the Puerto Rican independence movement. In this missive that J. Edgar Hoover sends out to the San Juan office is that everything has to be done, that you should gather all pertinent information, including personal information, on the independence leaders to expose them, that would lead to divisions, that would lead to disruption and the destruction of the movement. In 1978, it's revealed that there are files on 165,000 adults in Puerto Rico. Well, in Puerto Rico, in order to get a job, you had to have a certificate of good conduct. Who issued a certificate of good conduct? The Puerto Rican police. But if you had a file, you didn't have a certificate of good conduct. What did this mean? It meant that Puerto Ricans who were in any way associated with the Puerto Rican independence movement or were supportive of the Puerto Rican independence movement had a file on them, and it was very difficult for them to get jobs in Puerto Rico. It was all driven by the FBI, and it was part of the FBI's COINTELPRO program that these files were kept.
Not only were files kept, but organizers and activists were targeted in other ways by the U.S. government. The COINTELPRO activities of police agencies led to the setup and murder of Puerto Rican independence fighters Carlos Soto Arivi and Arnaldo Dario Rosado in Cerro Maravilla in 1978. In the United States, the COINTELPRO program reacted to the growing organization and militants of the Puerto Rican community. An FBI informant in Chicago infiltrated an activist family, spread vicious rumors, and was responsible for the imprisonment of leaders.
We had an FBI informant, Rafael Marrero, that married my sister. He was totally involved in the political work. He really knew how to do political work, and he wasn't lazy. But I remember talking to my sister about this because he never had a job, even though he did political work. My sister fed him, my sister clothed him, my sister was raising their daughter.
The destructive personal and political betrayals of FBI infiltrator Marrero took place at a time when both of his wife's sisters, Lucy and Alicia Rodriguez, were political prisoners.
He was just a leech, you know, and personally, and then a leech in the movement. And then he leaves, and then all these awful things that he did to, you know, against people that I knew were giving of their life and their essence to the struggle.
A prominent activist in prison due to his actions was Jose Solis, a professor of education in Chicago who was charged in connection with an attempted bombing of a military recruiter that had in fact been set up by Marrero.
That's what Rafael Marrero, who was the agent stationed here, was supposed to do. Actually did carry out a bombing, and he tried to then put the blame on Puerto Rican activists and people who promoted Puerto Rican independence.
Jose Solis spent many years in prison, and his marriage broke up and his children suffered.
The FBI takes no responsibility. Yet, in the case of Rafael Marrero, we know that he was paid several million dollars to carry out what he did. He was wine and dine in the best hotels. We had all the evidence that was revealed through the discovery documents of Jose Solis' case. And yet the FBI assumes no responsibility for that.
So there you have it. We've been listening to some excerpts from an excellent film. It is called COINTELPRO 101, brought to you by the Freedom Archives. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. And let me give out the phone numbers, because we are in the middle of the Winter Fun Drive. It is 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. This afternoon, we are offering the COINTELPRO movie. This is something that I think is a must-have for everybody's collection. Again, as we talked about earlier, celebrating Huey P. Newton's birthday, the legacy of the Black Panther Party. You can't talk about the Panthers without talking about the tactics that were used to go after them. And that tactic, the number one tactic, was COINTELPRO from our very own government, the FBI. So we have this CD that we, or DVD that we're offering up today. It is $90. All you have to do is call us up at 510-848-5732 or 510. Well, let me just say the number one more time, because I said it a little fast. 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-KPFA. Give us a call right this moment, and you can get the film COINTELPRO for $90. We have a special installment plan, so this is affordable. $7.50 a month. That's all it will take. Give us a call. You need to have this incredible documentary that talks about one of the greatest scandals our government has committed on its citizens. In the meantime, what we want to do right here on Hard Knock Radio is we want to check out how COINTELPRO impacted our brothers and sisters in the Chicano, Mexicano community. This one will focus on some of the folks that you're going to hear here include Ricardo Romero, longtime Chicano activist and grand jury resister. You'll also hear from Francisco Kiko Martinez. He is a longtime activist and attorney. You'll also hear from Priscilla Falcone, another longtime activist and professor whose husband was assassinated for his leadership in the Chicano struggle. So in the meantime, take a listen. We'll come back. We'll talk to you some more. Once again, COINTELPRO 101 right here on Hard Knock Radio. We'll be right back.
Much of the Southwest, including Texas, California, Colorado, and other states, were part of Mexico until the Mexican-American War in the late 1840s, when the U.S. military stole the land from Mexico. This history of conquest, the idea of an occupied land, and a culture of resistance have played a central role in the ongoing struggles of Chicano-Mexicano people. In the 1960s, amidst demands in the farm worker fields for immigrant rights, on campuses and in city barrios, the movement gathered strength and gave birth to dynamic leaders. Less well known than some of the other crimes of COINTELPRO are those committed against the Chicano-Mexicano movements.
COINTELPRO probably just didn't hit us in Colorado. It hit us in Nuevo Mexico. It hit us in California.
You know, the Mexican people have always resisted. There was a war, it was between unequals, and there was a conquest. And that's the root of relations between the Mexican people in the United States and the federal government.
I would suggest that anybody who is an active organizer in the community that's making social change would quickly become a target of the United States government.
You go into to New Mexico and you have Linda Montoya at Escuela Aslan, an alternative school that's created. She's killed by the police in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And then you go into the assassination of Rito Canales and Antonio Cordova of the Black Berets that were set up by the police. And these guys were riddled. They were shot like 30-some times, you know, on the pretext that they were trying to steal dynamite.
Widespread attacks on the Chicano movement in the Southwest continued. In 1974, in Boulder, Colorado, during an upsurge in the Chicano student movement, six young activists were killed in two separate car bombings. They are called Los Seis de Boulder and are honored to this day.
We lost a lot of leadership and we lost a lot of potential. And beyond the individuals who died, the spirit kind of died there.
Although COINTELPRO was a federal program, the FBI and other federal agencies worked in close coordination with local police and encouraged right-wing vigilantes, launching joint attacks, infiltrations, and surveillance. One example of this use of right-wing groups is the assassination of Ricardo Falcón, a promising young Chicano leader who sought to build greater unity.
He could move the people in the prisons. He could move the people in the barrios, and he could move the students. So to me, he was a real example of what was coming.
In 1972, a right-wing vigilante named Perry Brunson shot and killed 22-year-old Ricardo Falcón. Falcón was riding in a car with other activists to a Chicano political party convention in El Paso, Texas. When the car overheated, they stopped at a gas station in Oro Grande, New Mexico.
The owner of the gas station comes out and he says to the group, "You Chicano mothers are all alike." And he walks back into the station. So Ricardo says to the group, "I'm going to go in and see what's going on with this guy and pay him for the water." As he walks into the gas station, he opens the door. Perry Brunson's inside and in front of him is a counter. And he reaches into the counter and pulls out a .38 and shoots Ricardo five times. And so then Ricardo attempts to reach over and pull the gun from him. One of the gentlemen that's out in the car hears the gunshots. He runs in and he then wrestles Perry Brunson to the ground for the gun. Ricardo has turned around and walked out of the gas station and then collapses. And he bleeds to death.
The man who assassinated Ricardo Falcón was an organizer for the American Independent Party. In his gas station, the day of Ricardo Falcón's murder, he had a petition there for people who wanted to sign to have George Wallace's name put on the ballot in New Mexico in November of 1972.
Brunson was acquitted by an all-white jury and never spent a day in jail. Supporters have attempted to obtain COINTELPRO documents about Ricardo Falcón.
I think that the activities that Ricardo Falcón was involved in, the organizing of students in Boulder, the bringing of the community together, the empowering of people in northern Colorado, I think are some of the key factors that led to his assassination in Oro Grande.
I participated in the trial. I saw some of the evidence, and I'm convinced that Ricardo Falcón, it was no coincidence that he was killed in Oro Grande.
Throughout all these years, I filed for his Freedom of Information files, and I have yet to receive one document from the government. They refused to release any of the records concerning his Freedom of Information file.
Today, here we are looking at it some 30 years ago, 35 years ago, 40 years ago almost. And some of these things say, oh my God, how can you believe that those things could have ever happened? Well, I'll tell you what, the federal government thought they could have happened because they wouldn't have done some of the things that they did.
So there you have it. Kiko Martinez, or Francisco Kiko Martinez, ending off that last clip from the incredible documentary, COINTELPRO 101. We need you to call. We think this is an excellent gift for you to have. Once again, if you're just tuning in, we are in the middle of the Winter Fun Drive right here at KPFA. And the phone number is 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. We appreciate the people who've called in. Thank you so much for your donations. They're greatly appreciated. We want to offer this DVD, $90, to many of you who haven't called. There are a lot of y'all out there that are listening, that are enjoying this. But we think it's important that you have this in your possession. We think it's important to have this film, this documentary that really digs deep into what the ins and outs of COINTELPRO entailed. And the reason why is this. This is what's going on. The last clip we focused on what is going on in the Chicano community. What is going on right now? Intense surveillance. You have ICE. You have all these different types of laws and legislations coming up. People sneaking around the bend, looking under every stone, trying to get neighbors to spy on neighbors, all in the attempt to stop the quote-unquote brown invasion / illegal aliens. You see this playing out in places like Arizona. You see this playing out in places like Chicago. We need to understand what is going on, not only from 30 and 40 years ago, but how that's playing out right now. And in order to really understand that, this DVD, COINTELPRO 101, it gives you the firm foundation. This is not just a DVD just to watch and toss away, but this is a learning tool. This is the type of ammunition that you need to take into your schools, into your churches, into your community centers, have a watch party, bring people around, say, look, this is what the Freedom Archives put together. Let's learn about this history so we can develop strategies to counteract what is going on. The phone number again, 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. We have just three lines lit. We need a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth line. So give us a call right now. You need to have this DVD, COINTELPRO 101. We are offering it for $90. You can call up right now, 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732, and you can ask and do our installment plan. That means it will be $7.50 a month. This is less than the price of a movie, and this is more than just a movie. This is something. This is the type of information that we as a community have to arm ourselves with. Over the past 8 to 10 years, surveillance in this country has increased dramatically. You now have corporations getting into the act. Just recently, we heard about the type of spying that's been going on with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and their attempts to undermine the information and the credibility of progressive organizations. That means many of you who are listening to this show right now may have been subjected to the type of new COINTELPRO that's showing up, this time with the government and corporations working hand in hand. So this is something that you need to understand, and this is a reason why you need to have this incredible documentary, COINTELPRO 101. Plus, it's independently produced. We're talking about the Freedom Archives. So once again, the phone number, 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. We want to thank everybody who's been calling up. What we want to do now is we want to go into another clip from COINTELPRO 101. This one will explore how this policy developed by J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI impacted the Black Liberation Movement. It will talk about the way that it dealt with SNCC, the Mississippi Freedom and Democratic Party, the militancy of Black America. As we said, this is Huey Newton's birthday today. He was one of those victims. The Black Panthers, one of those victims of COINTELPRO. Let's listen. We'll be right back.
COINTELPRO was a governmental conspiracy to liquidate the revolutionary leadership of Black America because we were impacting upon the whole country. And the leadership had to be liquidated, even up to Dr. King, because Dr. King had changed.
People don't at that particular moment, and it had tremendous potential. The Black Panther Party was only a small manifestation of what this infrastructure wanted to do. I'm talking about SNCC, came up with these brilliant ideas, you know, that had nothing to do with a Huey Newton or a Bobby Seale. We were organizing in the South, in the West, in the East, the symbol of the Panther from the Mississippi Freedom and Democratic Party, Fannie Lou Hamer, all these people I knew I'm growing up with, and we see.
If you're right, you have to stand on that principle, and if it's necessary to die on the principle, because I am sick of the racist war in Vietnam when we don't have justice in the United States.
The militant aspects is already there from the deacons on. This is what you did. We grew up in a black nation, a nation that had to protect itself.
We are concerned about the survival of black people in this country, and that we cannot survive if we go fight some yellow man in Vietnam who ain't never called us nigger.
The government saw it as a black Marxist movement growing in the North. We were independent of the Communist Party. We were independent of the Socialist Workers Party. We were independent of all left groups that they had already infiltrated. It was growing.
But you also had the Chicano movement developing, Asian American, anti-imperialist, national liberation consciousness type movement. In the Puerto Rican community, you had the development of that, as well as with white students and white youth, and the formation of SDS and other radical white organizations in that moment. So, you know, in terms of the development of a different type of politics, it scared the hell out of the United States government at that particular moment. And that's why counterinsurgency was developed at that level.
In the past, the poor neighborhoods have been exploited by persons or person or persons who have been less than American. There's so many of these anti or anti-American pink, even red organizations.
The FBI and the Department of Justice would learn everything about people in a particular organization, and they did that through wiretaps of telephones, of planting bugs in offices, and using informants.
The Red Squad, there are those units within the police department or any law enforcement unit that have as their function the investigating and looking into organizations that perhaps are a little on the suspect side or have revealed themselves in such a way as to be a little bit questionable.
The FBI broke into our houses. And you would know this because you would come home and you could tell your house had been broken into. Door was locked. Nothing was taken except for maybe some papers. But things were rearranged.
The FBI had a way of classifying people who were in the Black Panther Party in many categories, one of which was called the Key Agitator Index. Those were the people who they targeted to be neutralized.
Most famously, perhaps, and best documentedly, have the Hampton Clark assassinations. Fred Hampton, deputy chairman of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party.
We didn't talk about a Breakfast with Children program. We've got one. We're not going to tell you how many kids we intend to feed in Chicago. We're feeding 3,000 to 4,000 every week already, and I don't know how many all around the country.
And Mark Clark, who was defense captain for a downstate chapter in Peoria, who was staying in the apartment rented by Mr. Hampton, on the 4th of December, 1969, when the FBI caused a police arms raid to be executed on the premises, result of which, and this is the cleanest version of it, is that Mr. Hampton and Mr. Clark were shot to death by the police.
And the cops lied about it, and state's attorney Edward Hanrahan lied about it, and he was clearly in on it. It came out, the family proved it. They did that to decapitate the movement.
We said even before this happened, and we're going to say it after this, not after I'm locked up, not after everybody's locked up, that you can jail revolutionaries, but you can't jail a revolution. Right. You might want to liberate like Harris Cleve out the country, but you can't run liberation out the country. You might murder a freedom fighter like Bobby Hutton, but you can't murder freedom fighting, and if you do, you come up with answers that don't answer. Explanations that don't explain, you come up with conclusions that don't conclude. Nothing's more important than stopping fascism, because fascism will stop us all.
4 days after they murdered Fred Hampton in his bed. In Chicago, they shot at me in the bed and tried to do the same thing.
If it was COINTELPRO then, it's probably COINTELPRO now. Maybe a different version or a different name. The same practice is to eliminate, intimidate, incarcerate, and terrorize a people.
Most principled activists are in a position of being made into examples of the cost and consequence. Disproportionately harsh, ridiculous sentences, if you want to think about it, under the rubric of terrorism.
Now, under the Patriot Act, there doesn't even have to be any crime. People can just be investigated. And guess what?
We're back here. COINTELPRO 101 is the name of the documentary. The name of the show, Hard Knock Radio. We're in the middle of the KPFA Winter Fun Drive. Want to thank everybody who's called in. We appreciate your generous donations. Much appreciated. But this is more than just donations for us. This is also a way for you to be empowered, directly empowered. And we're talking about the film COINTELPRO 101. That is what we are offering this afternoon. Now, in the film, you'll hear from all sorts of people, including Muhammad Ahmad, otherwise, you know, formerly Max Stanford, founder of the Revolutionary Action Movement, and he's now a professor at Temple University. You'll hear from Kathleen Cleaver, former member of the Black Panther Party, now a professor of law at Emory and Yale Universities, an expert in COINTELPRO. No film on COINTELPRO would be complete without Ward Churchill. He not only talks about its program in its entirety, but he talks about how it impacted the AIM movement. That's right. Our government smashed on progressive organizations, communities of color, with reckless abandon. Many of us are still dealing with the aftermath of COINTELPRO, and now we're waking up in 2011 only to be faced with the passage of or the renewal of the Patriot Act, which allows for the surveillance of groups. You now have provisions that allow the government to surveil on quote-unquote lone wolves or people suspected of being lone wolves. You now have multinational corporations like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce who are now using the word digging for dirt, trying to find political ammunition for their enemies that they then start to publicize and use in campaigns to discredit. This is happening right now in 2011. So this is the reason why you need to have this documentary. COINTELPRO 101 explains to you the foundation, gives you the history, lets you know what's going on now, arms you with information so we can all come together as a community and combat the very things that this government and many people in the halls of power have criticized other countries of doing. We criticize China for not being open. We were just criticizing the government of Egypt for shutting off the internet and spying on people. We talk about other countries not being quote-unquote democratic, and then you look at our own backyard, and we're doing so wrong, and then trying to sweep it under the carpet. So this afternoon, in the spirit of what we do here at Free Speech Radio on KPFA, we continuously try to empower you, the listener. We empower you with news, views, and information every afternoon. You know, we try to open your eyes and ears to various cultural manifestations within these struggles. And we also want to provide you with concrete, tangible information that you can use over and over and over again to educate the community beyond what you hear on this radio station. So COINTELPRO 101, $90 is what we're asking for this afternoon. Remember, this is an independently produced film. This wasn't no Hollywood well-funded endeavor. These were people who are in the struggle. The folks over at Freedom Archives are the folks that have gone to jail, have been political prisoners, have been in the belly of the beast, who continue to fight to this very moment, putting everything on the line, including making this DVD, so the rest of us can be armed with the information to combat the increasing surveillance that is taking place in the United States right now. COINTELPRO 101. If you can't afford $90 right now, you can call up and be put on the installment plan. That would be $7.50 a month. This helps the radio station. It helps keep our show, Hard Knock Radio, going strong. And you all get to be empowered, and you have crucial ammunition to go into a school, go into a college, hold your own house party and screening, go into your church. Churches weren't immune to COINTELPRO tactics, divide and conquer, planting stories in newspapers, falsifying documents, setting people up, playing one organization off the other. You know, nothing was held back when the FBI started going after all these groups. Now, like I said earlier, most of the time we associate COINTELPRO with the damage that it did to the Black Panther Party and its leadership. Huey P. Newton, whose birthday it is today, we started off the show by talking about that. We know that many Panthers today are political prisoners. We know that Panthers are still being persecuted. Most recently, the SF8, as an example. But other communities also bore the brunt. American Indian Movement, they bore the brunt. Leonard Peltier, victim of COINTELPRO. We're talking about all these anti-war demonstrators, white students that were in schools like Berkeley, in Madison, Kent State. You pick the university. They were all subjected to COINTELPRO tactics. Of course, the Chicano movements. And in many ways, they're still under attack, as well as the Puerto Rican movements today, still under attack. People are still being persecuted. People are still being spied upon. Recently, we were at a panel in Las Vegas for Netroots. And there was a panel where they talked about what is going on now. Three groups have had surveillance increased immensely since President Obama has taken office. So this is not just a party thing. We're talking about folks that are in power that feel that they need to surveil the citizenry. So under the auspices of trying to stop the war on terror, Middle Eastern Muslims, all under surveillance. That's been increased. Black colleges, that's number two on the list. And Ron Paul supporters. I ain't a big fan of Ron Paul, but his supporters should have a right to congregate and, and meet without fear of being spied upon, without warrants, without just cause, and not be subjected to the type of tactics that are being that were employed on organizations 30, 40 years ago. Now, I'm talking to you right now, and I'm noticing the phone lines are not lit. I need the phone lines lit up. So if you're just tuning in, welcome. It's Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. We are talking about the movie COINTELPRO 101. We've been playing clips this afternoon. Hopefully many of y'all have been enjoying it. Hopefully people have been educated. Hopefully folks are inspired. But let me give out the number because everybody has got to pull their weight right now. 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. We are talking to you right now. The person that's sitting there going, who, me? Yes, you. If you didn't call in to this wonderful radio station and participate in the Winter Fun Drive, we're talking to you right now. We don't want to browbeat you. We don't want to make you feel guilty. We don't want to do any of those types of things. But we do want to appeal to your sense of honor and your sense of knowledge. Can I say that? Well, we just want to appeal to your common sense. What do I mean by that? We understand that there are very few outlets that you can go to get progressive information, to hear stories that are ignored by the mainstream, because as you understand, corporations now control much of the messaging that goes across the airwaves, that show up in print, and increasingly now, even on the internet. We understand that. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, for example, has a budget of $200 million. It's just been revealed that they were going after progressive organizations or hiring security firms that work with the government to spy on people that they consider political enemies. That means many folks in progressive communities trying to find weak points, trying to find ways to discredit them, trying to find information that they could float out there through their tentacles to undermine their credibility and all sorts of things. That's the new COINTELPRO, if you ask me. And what makes it so scary is that these corporations have their tentacles all the way throughout the government, all the way up to the offices of the president, as far as I'm concerned. And so we need to understand what is going on right now. This movie, COINTELPRO 101, helps do that. So the phone number again, 510-848-5732. Okay, there we go. We got another call. We need a couple of more of y'all to call up right now. Let me give out that number because some of y'all didn't hear it. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-KPFA. $90 pledge right now. $90. Installment plan, $7.50 per month. You can hear Kathleen Cleaver, Ward Churchill, Priscilla Falcone, Jose Lopez, all sorts of folks talking about COINTELPRO, the counterinsurgency program, the root of all this domestic spying that takes place in our country on behalf of our government and our government now, which has merged with powerful corporations, trying to suppress those of us who feel that we need to speak truth to power, trying to suppress those who are deemed threats. Not terrorist threat. Bust the unions. Well, he's talking about he's not going to let them have collective bargaining. Talking about he wants to bring out the National Guard. So people are in the streets right this very moment. You don't think that governor has people that he's that gave to his campaign? You don't think that they're trying to do background checks on organizers that he opposes? You don't think that's happening right now? Every politician hires folks to dig deep into their opponent's background so that they can discredit that. You don't think that continues once they get into office? That's COINTELPRO. That's the new COINTELPRO. Folks are organizing to keep their jobs, to keep the unions alive, and you have folks who are in government office trying to undermine them every which way that they can. We need to counteract that. COINTELPRO 101, that's the movie, that's the DVD. We are offering it this afternoon. It is part of the KPFA Fund Drive. It's part of our mission here at Hard Knock Radio. We want to thank everybody from Freedom Archives for donating these movies for us. $90 pledge right now. $7.50 per month. Get this DVD right now. COINTELPRO 101. It is part of the KPFA Fund Drive, the Winter Fund Drive. You're supporting the station. You're supporting Freedom Archives. You're supporting yourself. And you're supporting those who live in ignorant bliss because they're not going to get this any other place but here. So while you take this DVD, maybe buy it for somebody and let them know about this wonderful radio station and this show, you can let them know what time it is. COINTELPRO 101, $90 pledge. That is all we're asking for right now. Pick up the phone. If you got a rotary phone, dial. All my rotary phone holders, raise your hand in the air right now. If you got a rotary phone, we need you to call up. We're going to clear the lines just for the rotary phone having people. And if you got an old cell phone that's as big as a shoebox, we're going to clear the line for you because we want to give you all first crack at getting this DVD. COINTELPRO 101, installment plan, $7.50 a month. 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. Give us a call this very moment. We're waiting. You got maybe about a minute. Give us a call now. If you're driving your car, pull over. 1-800-439-5732. If you see a phone booth, if those things still exist, run over to the phone booth right now and call 1-800-439-5732. You got somebody who you want to educate? Surprise them. Say, you know, happy holidays, happy President Day, happy Easter, whatever. Give it to them for their next holiday or birthday, whatever occasion. But get this DVD. We're offering it today, COINTELPRO, 101, $90 pledge, $7.50 a month. That's our installment plan. Want to thank you all for listening. Want to thank our guests, which include all the voices that you heard on this incredible DVD, from Ward Churchill to Kathleen Cleaver to Geronimo Jajaga Pratt. Everybody's on here. You need to hear this. You need to see this. And let me just give out the number before we make way for flashpoints. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. As I close and as we reflect on the birthday of Huey P. Newton, it is his birthday today, February 17th. Remember, many people fought and still are fighting for our freedom. If we don't pick up some of that weight, the next victim of COINTELPRO may be you. That's all I got to say. We're out for now, folks. Peace. COINTELPRO, y'all. Once upon a time came COINTELPRO. Undercover bags in the mist on the low. Revolutionaries pump your fists like, whoa. Fight for human rights and your rights for me so. Once upon a time came COINTELPRO. Yeah, thank you, David D., for bringing us to DVD, COINTELPRO 101. Please keep calling 510-848-5732, or if you're outside the area, you can call 1-800-439-5732. And if you happen to be in the area, you can come on down to 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way. We are in need of phone room volunteers. So if you're around the area, around Berkeley, please come on down, 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way. We could use your help in the phone room. We still have about another minute left here. Please keep those phone lights lit up. Looks like they might be all full right now. There one just opened up. So call in 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. Keep those phone lights lit up. Thanks, Davey D. Thanks, everybody, for Hard Knock Radio. Anita, Mike Biggs, everybody. Stay tuned for Flashpoints coming up next. A couple more phone lines opened up. Please keep on calling in. Get your copy of COINTELPRO 101, 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. Keep those calls coming in. Ghettos, the pebbles, the soldiers, the rebels. The Russell shows to run the belts and shift fists and devils. Once upon a time came COINTELPRO. Undercover fans in your fist on the low. Revolutionaries pump your fists like whoa. Fight for human rights and your rightfully so. Once upon a time came COINTELPRO. Undercover fans in the mist on the low. Revolutionaries bump your fists like whoa. Fight for human rights and your rightfully so. Once upon a time came COINTELPRO. Undercover fans in the mist on the low. Revolutionaries pump your fists like whoa. Fight for human rights and your rightfully so. Once upon a time came COINTELPRO. Undercover fans in the mist on the low.
Phone lines now open, 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732. 510-848-5732, 1-800-439-5732. This is 94.1 KPFA Berkeley, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF Fresno, online at kpfa.org. The time is 5 p.m. Up next is Flashpoints.
Flashpoint, security forces in Bahrain open fire on an encampment of pro-democracy activists, killing at least four and wounding many more. We'll speak to a reporter on the ground there who witnessed the aftermath in the hospital and in the morgue. We'll also speak to a regional expert about key U.S. strategic interests there and in the Gulf region. And former CIA analyst Ray McGovern beaten and bloodied during a peaceful protest as Hillary Clinton looked on and just kept blabbing. I'm Dennis Bernstein, all this straight ahead on Flashpoint. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. In a moment, we'll go to that interview we did with the reporter just after she came out of the morgue. But first, let's go to this piece by Al Jazeera. Let me let you know, though. Let me update you here. Troops and tanks have locked down the Bahraini capital of Manama on Thursday after riot police swinging clubs and firing tear gas smashed into demonstrators in a pre-dawn assault, killing at least four people. Hours after the attack on Manama's main Pearl roundabout, the military announced a ban on gatherings, saying on state TV that it had key parts of the capital under its control. Well, this situation is getting more tense, as is many situations throughout the region. We go now to Al Jazeera for this report on what happened on the ground.
A distraught doctor, overwhelmed by what's happened, cries out. Bahrain's largest hospital has become a place of shock and of anger, with medical staff asking how all of this could be considered by anyone as a proportionate use of force. These people were protesting peacefully when the brutal police crackdown began. Now the hospital beds are full, patients with shot wounds to their bodies, injuries caused by rubber-coated steel bullets, and others who are beaten with rifle butts.
It's a massacre, by all means. People are shot because they are innocent. They haven't done anything. They were just protesting. What is this? We are in 21st century. I mean, we are in a civilized country. We are civilized people. These people were only demonstrating, and at the end of the day, they were shot dead.
The victims here include the medical staff themselves, who'd been treating people in a triage tent set up near Pearl Roundabout. Consultant Dr. Sadiq Al-Ekri says he was severely beaten and left for dead. Did you tell them you were a doctor?
Yeah, but they don't listen. And I was wearing the uniform for the doctors. You know, that one with the crescent. Then they tie me and they attack me while I'm dying. Then I don't know how many people, maybe 10, maybe 20. I don't remember. I'm hearing from everywhere. I was hearing the hit by sticks, by legs. I don't know what they. Then they told me, get up or we'll kill you.
Nurses were also beaten.
I went there as volunteer there. What's this? What is this? This is the democracy? This is democracy? I don't know. This is Bahrain? I don't know.
In the hospital mortuary, the bodies of the dead. One man is missing part of his skull. Doctors say he was beaten to death. Two others died after being peppered with shotgun bullets. Ahmed Bottaki comes to pay his respects to his younger brother, Mahmoud, dead at just 22. They mourn, many are angry. But all say something has changed here. These deaths will never be forgiven. Al Jazeera, Bahrain.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We reached Amani Almas Kate, the editor at Al Wasat newspaper in Bahrain, just after she returned from the hospital and the morgue to get more background on the attack, what had happened, and what the situation was like. We, at that point, she could only confirm three of the four dead. Now we know that at least four have been killed by this brutal assault. So let's go to that interview with this courageous reporter from Bahrain.
My name is Amani Maskati. I work for Al Wasat, a newspaper. For the time being, I'm at my office in Al Wasat. I've been to the Salmaniya Hospital and to the mortuary there. I've seen the three persons that were dead early morning today. And we've seen many injured people, around 223. More than 20 maybe are missing. They're lost. Their families. They don't know where they are now. doctors at Salmani Hospital, they're saying that there are more killed people, but still they don't know where are their bodies.
Let me jump in here again and take you back to the hospital and the morgue. First of all, I think you're confirming that now at least three have been killed by security forces because people were reporting two earlier. Describe what the scene was when you got there and, based on your interviews, what was going on earlier in the day, please.
Okay, you mean from the beginning? What happened from the beginning?
Yes, please.
Okay, they were demonstrating since last Tuesday, and everything were going perfect. They were demonstrating, and they did not.
Symptoms. Weight loss, decreased daily activity, muscle weakness.
It's a rule. In a seventh straight day of protests inspired by revolts in Tunisia and Egypt, 3,000 marched in the southern port of Aden and police shot in the air to disperse the crowd. Libyan protesters seeking to oust longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi defied a crackdown and took to the streets in five cities today on what activists have dubbed a day of rage, amid reports that at least 20 demonstrators have been killed in clashes with pro-government groups. Egyptian authorities today arrested the former interior minister Habib El Adli and two others.